The tipping point is the biography of an idea, and the idea is very simple. Ideas and products and messages and behaviors spread just like viruses do. The rise of hush puppies and the fall of New York's crime rate are textbook examples of epidemics in action. Although they may sound like they don't have very much in common, they share a basic underlying pattern. First of all, they are clear examples of contagious behavior. No one took an advertisement out and told people that the traditional hush puppies were cool and they could start wearing them again. Those kids simply wore the shoes when they went to clubs or cafes or simply walked the streets of downtown New York. And in so doing, they exposed other people to their fashion sense. They infected them with the hush puppy virus. The crime decline in New York surely happened the same way. It wasn't that some huge percentage of would-be murderers suddenly sat up in 1993 and decided not to commit any more crimes. Nor was it that the police managed to magically intervene in a huge percentage of situations that would otherwise have turned deadly. What happened is that the small number of people in the small number of situations in which the police or the new social forces had some impact clearly started behaving very differently. And that behavior somehow spread to other would-be criminals in similar situations. Somehow, an awful lot of people in New York got infected with an anti-crime virus in a short time. The second distinguishing characteristic of these two examples is that in both cases, little changes had big effects. All of the possible reasons for why New York's crime rate dropped are changes that happened at the margin. The crack trade leveled off. The population got a little older. The police force got a little better. Yet the effect was dramatic. So too with hush puppies. How many kids are we talking about who began wearing their shoes in Manhattan? 20? 50? 100 at the most? Yet their actions seem to have single-handedly started an international fashion trend. Finally, both changes happened in a hurry. They didn't build slowly and steadily. Crime didn't taper off. It didn't gently decelerate. Rather, it hit a certain point and jammed on the brakes. These three characteristics, contagiousness, the fact that little changes can have big effects, and that change happens not gradually but at one dramatic moment, are the same three principles that define how measles move through a grade school classroom or how the flu attacks every winter. Of the three, the third epidemic trait, the idea that epidemics can rise or fall in one dramatic moment, is the most important because it is the principle that makes sense of the first two and that permits the greatest insight into why modern change happens the way it does. The name given to that one dramatic moment in an epidemic, when everything can change all at once, is the tipping point.